Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. You know, I just noticed something. I actually noticed it a couple of days ago. Shane, did you know, I think he calls me Joey Brown. Did you really?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah, oh, I guess I didn't notice, but I'll take a closer listen next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of funny.
I mean, because I think, you know, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that probably doesn't work too well.
No. Well, it seems like at least on my program we should get the name right. I mean, you know, other people's
program. Yeah, you know, maybe so, yeah.
All right, so the NFL story is not going away, which is not terribly surprising, because it's got what every, you know, it's got what all news stories love. First of all, it seems to be a relatively slow news week. You know, and it always...
It really does, yeah,
yeah.
Other than
thank
that.
Goodness,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, true.
You know, at one point, I worked for... I did a news magazine show for... I've been in the business about 5 years. And CBS offered me a news show. And I thought, well, you know, this is a great opportunity to see whether the fun for me is psychology or broadcasting. And here's a great opportunity. So I, for a year, hosted a news show. And they were wonderful to me. They really were. And I hated it. Because I figured what I do makes people usually feel better. And news makes people uniformly feel terrible. Which is kind of a, you know, if you work for a talk station, you are working with news people. And basically, if you come in to work and they're really happy, it's a terrible day. I mean, something's happened. Somebody's gotten killed. The plane's gone down. There's just something awful has happened. And when they're miserable, the world is safe because they don't have anything to do when the world is safe. So So that's story number one. Story number two, which is a true story, as many of you know, at one point I lived in Boston, and there used to be I don't know if they call it the shuttle anymore. I think it's Delta, but they had a shuttle that goes between New York and Boston, New York and Washington, and Washington and Boston. And apparently one day there was very turbulent, and the plane just bounced all over everything. And on the plane was Henry Kissinger, Jackie Kennedy, and Carol Burnett. And when Carol Burnett got off the plane, there apparently it was bouncy enough that people sort of knew about it. And when they got off the plane, they said, "How are you?" And she said, "Well, I had great faith. You know, I just prayed that the plane wouldn't go down because I'd get third billing." Which I think is a great story. She's worrying about her life and billing.
That's fantastic.
That's, yeah, that's Hollywood for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Only she would say something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's great.
That's perfect.
So the fact that the NFL story seems to not go away. I mean, look, it's an important story, I think. And this was... They were talking about this article, which we can put up, talks about masculinity and the fact that it affects all of us. That this is, and I think that's part of my point, is it's not only about football, it's about, you know, how to be a male in our society and what it takes to be a man and a strong man. It's a psychologist, admittedly, says that the NFL represents our culture's masculine ideal. It develops and highly pays big, strong, tough, aggressive, and muscular men. Said it ignores the flip side of the coin of extreme masculinity. I wouldn't say it ignores it. I think it gives lip service to it.
I agree.
If you watch the NFL, they have all these little public service announcements that say, look at our big guys dealing with kids and Special Olympics.
Yep.
But it's lip service.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all a facade.
So I think it's even worse than the fact that it ignores it. If they ignored it, then you could at least say, well, all right, now you have to pay attention to it. They just give lip service to us. I think it's much more cynical than that. And it says that you can understand why you have problems with physical violence, aggression, and intimate relationships off the field. Well, I mean, yes and no. I'm not sure it is your job's responsibility to teach you how to be a good person. I don't think that Genesis has to teach either of us. I don't think the NFL needs to necessarily... I'm not sure that that's their responsibility. However, if what they do is ignore that's a different issue. I mean, and to a certain extent, and not only ignore, but to a certain extent, I think that they would actually, that if, I have two brothers, and they both played football. They were both not very good, to be quite honest. But I can remember my father saying about one of my brothers that he wasn't nearly as good as the other brother because he didn't have the killer instinct.
Wow.
This is from my yes. And these my brothers, neither of them were ever going to play even. I mean, I think they stopped playing in literally junior high school. I don't think they even played in high school. But the point being that there was such, even in my family, I mean, that there was the idea being that one of the brothers was just more to be valued, especially on the field, because he had the killer instinct. It is hard to think of your brother as having a killer instinct. Okay, so, and the idea about how you win an argument, and, you know, I think it's not only that the sort of caricature almost of masculinity is so rewarded, but I think I mean, think about how homophobic the NFL is.
Yeah,
the idea
that's a
being
good point,
that anything
right?
less than being completely, and of course, that gay men are men as well. But the idea being that they're somehow less men than straight guys. I mean, the whole thing. And the problem is if it was just insurance salesmen. Okay, insurance salesmen. You know, this is what you guys got to do. That would be one thing. But these are the people who are held up as ideals,
right,
literally.
As heroes,
this is how
yeah.
your
yep.
body should look. This is how, if you, and, you know, I mean, I was watching football over the weekend, and they have a picture of this, you know, this kid running through the amphitheater and the fog coming out and people yelling and screaming, and then it goes back to a little boy playing football in the field. The idea being, you know, if you just practice hard enough, this is what you can do. So this is given especially to kids who may not have other ways out, that they're not necessarily going to find a cure for cancer. They're not necessarily going to win a Nobel Prize. They're not necessarily going to be able to go to college on anything other than an athletic scholarship. And saying that somehow this should start when you are, you know, a 9 or 10 year old boy, and that this is the path to greatness, to wealth, to fame, to all the good things that life has to offer. You know, I really do think that somebody needs to look at it, and I'm not at all certain that they're going to. And that's one of the concerns, is that this will be. I mean, the story has lasted longer, I think, than I would have expected it to. And I think part of it is that, yeah, two stories within what, less than a week, that both dealt with the same thing of, and they are a little different. That hitting a kid, hitting a 4-year-old. With a switch is presumably somewhat different than clocking your fiance and dragging her out of an elevator. But they are both examples of men saying, you know, I'm big mm-hmm. and strong. This is how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what does it say? I mean, certainly what does it say to the fiance in terms of, you argue with me, this is what's going to happen. What does it say to the child? When he says, if I'm at all competitive with my little brother,
right.
certainly, you know, then I'm going to get whipped. And, of course, that being competitive and knocking somebody over is what he sees his dad do every weekend.
Exactly. There, maybe that's the heart of the matter, right? I mean, yeah, obviously he probably idolizes his father, and that's what he sees every week.
And that's what he
yeah.
sees him doing, yeah. knocking him down. And not only knocking him down, but having the entire arena applaud him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so when he sort of, his brother has something he wants, so this is what his father's taught him, is to, and the idea that, well, we hit people, it seems to me almost secondary, is
right.
if you want something, this is how to get it. If you want to make yardage in this life, this is how you get it.
Right, yeah, good point.
I don't know. and then, you know, and punishing the kid for essentially acting like his father, and punishing him severely. I don't know. I think something we need to talk about. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Maybe you guys aren't as incensed about this as I am. It really bothers me, as you can hear. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-9.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's what we do around here, talk about what's important to you. And, you know, If you'd like to call and talk with me about this the NFL story, that's groovy. I know a lot of people have responded on Facebook because I think it does affect all of us. As I said, I mean, the obvious example is a 4-year-old boy watching his dad smack people around on the field on Sunday and get rewarded for it. And so when he does the same thing to his little brother, he gets whipped for it. So what is that saying? I mean,
right.
In theory, what you could say is, well, it's context. I'm not sure four-year-olds understand context particularly.
Yeah, there you go.
And let me tell you, if Eli and Peyton are on the same field, you know, it's knock each other around.
Yep.
Although they're both
yep.
quarterbacks, and
well,
they wouldn't be on the field at the same time. I get it. I get it.
Right, but they want their guys to knock each other around, that's for sure. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, Team Peyton and Team Eli.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we need Team Peyton to give Team Eli a little bit of, let's try not to drop, or to have so many interceptions and drop balls and whatever. Never mind. All right. I mean, look, I grew up in the Southwest Conference. My high school won the state championship, the AAA championship on a Statue of Liberty play, which I'm one of the few people who actually know what a Statue of Liberty play is. I was at the USC-Stanford game when the Tuba played, and I was and I said, they scored, because I'm used to watching really mm-hmm. not terrifically good football players
sure.
use their brains rather than their brawn and win on bizarre kinds of things. But so it's not that I'm anti-football at all. I'm not. I'm anti, you know, the violence, I think, and the idea that somehow, I mean, look, I understand that in my personal life, I'm allowed to use basically any language I want. I am not allowed to do that on the air.
Right.
I understand
that's a
the
great
distinction.
Comparison, yeah.
You know,
perfect.
I'm allowed to use basically anything I think I can get away with, and I'm a little careful about context, but I get it. I get that I can say things off the air that I cannot say on the air. I get it. You know, it doesn't seem to me that that's such an incredibly sophisticated, erudite notion that unless you have a PhD, you're going to figure it out. That's not. I mean, think of the clothes that we wear when we're on our own as opposed to what we wear to work. Think about the way that we talk with our grandmother as opposed to our little sister. I mean, there are all sorts of variations that context matters. So how come the NFL can't teach somebody that? I think the answer is because they don't even try.
Yeah, that's what the problem is right
there's
there.
There's no attempt.
Yep.
There's no attempt to say, okay, guys, you cannot take a loaded gun into a nightclub because even though you may want to be aggressive on the field, guns are not okay, that using your size off the field is not okay. I mean, this is not an incredibly sophisticated notion. It's
mm-hmm.
just one that I think is completely ignored.
Exactly.
Instead. All right.
Yeah.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Samantha, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm a little steamed up about this, but other than that, I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, good. I just have a question regarding my husband. I just kind of needed to get somebody else's opinion.
Okay.
He works super, super hard, so he doesn't really get that much vacation time, and he accrues it rather quickly. So he's in a situation where he is going to basically use it or lose it. So if he doesn't take
okay.
some time off, then
got it.
He's going to lose anything he's accrued.
Okay.
So he wants to go on like a week-long vacation in October, and I, on the other hand, do not have that much vacation time. I have about maybe 2 days. So it's not really feasible for me to go at this time, but he still wants to go, and he wants to go by himself. So I'm just kind of torn. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, that's totally fine. He can be independent. And
where does he want to go, Cookie?
He just kind of wants to take, like, a driving trip around, like, the South. We're in Virginia, so
mm-hmm.
he just kind of wants to go, like, you know, driving down the coast. So, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
What's your issue about him not going with you? I mean, obviously, that he would you're his first choice. He'd rather go with you than not. But given the fact that you can't take the time off, and we'll go back to that in a minute. But what's your concern?
I mean, it's just he travels a lot for work, so I don't get to see him that much when he's gone. So I'm almost like, okay, well, if you're home for once, then I would rather you be home than purposely.
What hours do you work?
Me, I work like just a standard like 9 to 5.
Okay. And what are his hours when he's working?
variable. He usually goes in pretty early, maybe 7, gets home at 7, and then we'll work in the evening a lot of times.
Well, it seems to me that this is kind of begging for a compromise.
Right, and that's why I don't where to go.
All right. Well, let's see if we can figure this out. First of all, I mean, the advantage of him going. Do you guys have kids?
No.
Okay. Here's the advantage. And let me just walk through the options, and then we'll figure out what you want to do about this. The option about him being gone for a week is, first of all, that means you can work out, you can go out with your girlfriends, you can go watch chick flicks, you can eat crackers in bed, you don't have to cook, you can lose some weight, you can do whatever you want to do. So that it's not a terrible idea, and he will very likely miss you like crazy. It's not like he's going to Club Med by himself, right?
Yeah, I know.
So the likelihood of him having a great time is not terribly high, and it sounds like he's just one of those guys that really needs some time by himself to just kind of recharge his batteries, and he'll come home probably missing you greatly. All right, so that's one way of thinking about this. If the two of you were in my office, what I would say is, look, why don't you on the Friday that he's going to take off, he's going to take off the following week, you guys go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and you go someplace together. You know, whether he wants to do a drive, whether you want to surprise him. Although I don't think I'd surprise him with something at this particular juncture. You can offer to pay for it if you want, but it will look like you're trying to manipulate him. And you don't want him to feel that way, and you don't want to feel that way either. So because you've got the 2 days, and if you take a weekend, that's 4 days, and you either fly back or whatever. You know, that one of the possibilities is suggesting, and so that he, that of his vacation of the 7 days, and presumably he gets 2 weekends as well, so it's really 9 days. So of the 9 days that he has to be off, 4 of them you would spend together, which is almost half. Then he goes for wherever he is, that he gets to go and drive, and you either fly back or whatever. And so he gets the next 3 days plus 2, so he gets the next 5 days, and the idea being that for maybe, I'd probably just say to him, do it, because any restrictions you put on him are going to feel like you're controlling him, and he'll just get sort of a little adolescent boy of, you can't tell me what to do, and that doesn't buy either of you anything. I mean, 5 days without him doesn't seem a terrible idea, with the idea being that maybe for that weekend that he comes home a day or two early and plans something fabulous for you. And that way, okay, you win, you get, because I would do those 4 days with him, even if presumably the advantage of both of you working and no kids is you have some extra, you know, jingle in your jeans. Say, how about if I came with you for a couple of days, I'll fly home, you then go any place you want. And hopefully what he'll do is get bored out of his, and that when you come home that you plan something fabulous for me. I'll put you on hold, because I don't want to just short shrift you and make sure that that there's not some major problem with this. All right, so let me put you back on hold. All right? 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. 855-993-7569. See, I just said to Shane, you know, because to be quite honest, one of the sounders, those little things that say, hi, call her now, she cares about what you care about, is one of my affiliates. God bless him. So I just said, well, rather than taking his voice off, just say, we could say at the end of it, did he just say Joey? And just leave it like that. I thought that would be great. So.
Yeah,
because he's actually funny. A sweetie. I mean, it's one of the favorite things about my program is people really do feel involved in it, and I just love that part.
Yeah,
of it.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Terrific. Yeah.
It's terrific. All right, we're talking with Samantha, who's got not nearly as much vacation accrued as her husband. They don't have any kids. He wants to take a month off. Or, sorry, that was a Freudian slip. A week off. She's not thrilled about it. I said, take the first 4 days, two of which you've got 2 days, and then you can take the 2 days of the weekend. And if you don't want to use your 2 days, just go for the weekend with him. Just go someplace, and you don't even have to go someplace. You could say, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You can have that week. Or, you know, it's not for me to give it. Go ahead and enjoy the week, and I promise not to whine about it, as long as you plan something terrific for me the weekend before and the weekend after. And then you get a week to yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely true. I like the compromise idea.
Yeah. Well, and the idea being of, oh, honey, I just love the idea of spending time with you, but what would you think about you planning something that weekend, the first weekend, then the last weekend, and the week, take it off for yourself. And that week will go faster than you ever. You can work out every night. You can, you know, stay at work. You can go out with friends. You can get girlfriends that he hates to come over and have a slumber party. I mean, you can have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, he travels a lot right now with work, so he is gone like at a week at a time, but that's with a work commitment. So I'm used to being by myself.
Honey, yeah, look, let me just explain something to you. And I'll tell you a story which sort of, at one point, I was working full time, putting a husband through school, putting myself through school, and at one point, my then husband had gotten a job, yay! And he said, "Oh well, you know, we had a going away party for this worker," and I said, being the horrible human being that I am, I said, "Oh yeah, well, how much was that?" And he said, "Well, it was $40 or something, you know, my meal and then my portion of that," and I remember feeling incensed and then being appalled at myself, because I was taking brown bag. I didn't have any money, and so I was brown bagging it every day to work, put him through school, and how dare he spend $40 that had nothing to do with us. And I thought, the problem is not him. He's sane. You're nuts. That this, you know, you can't do this. He's absolutely right. And if you want to spend more money on yourself or not brown bag it, then do it. But there's nothing wrong with his attitude. And to a certain extent, I think what you have to understand in this particular situation, it's not that he doesn't want to be with you. It's that you're going to be at work, that his time at work, he doesn't view as time away from you. He views it as time at work. So he's on. He has to be, you know, I was talking earlier in the program about the fact that context matters. At work, he has to be focused and he has to be businesslike. And most people who travel for work are not crazy about traveling for work. It's just not any fun. And so you're viewing it as he's already away from me a lot. How come he doesn't want to spend his time with me? And he's viewing it as I have to answer to other people 24/7. I love Samantha dearly. I just want some time by myself. And I think if you don't understand that, you're going to put yourself in an unnecessarily unhappy position. It's not that he's saying he wants time away from you. He wants time for himself. And it's one of the things, as women, we are horrible at. Our men are first, our kids are second, our family is third, our job is fourth. And we're sometimes, we don't even put ourselves in the top five sometimes. We're wrong. Guys put themselves basically work maybe first, themselves second, and they're women third. It's not because they don't love us. It's just because they are saner than we are, that they understand that they need some time by themselves. And you need to understand that he's not saying, I don't want to be with you, Samantha. He's saying, I need time to be by myself. And you're saying, well, but you're by yourself when you're traveling. And he's saying, Samantha, you don't get it. I'm not by myself. I'm dealing with airlines and hotels and business and strange places. So I think if you can change your notion that somehow traveling for him is probably not a whole lot of fun. It's exhausting and it isn't fun. And so instead of being, well, sure, go ahead and take the time. Don't worry about me, which is just going to make you look like a pain in the neck. Say, listen, I have a great idea. You take that week for yourself. Do whatever you want. How about if you plan something fantastic for the two of us the weekend before, and I'll plan something fantastic for the two of us for the last weekend?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point with his travel. I think of it as a vacation, but he still has work and he's still stressed, and so that's
what
he's trying to get away from.
Do you do any traveling for work at all? Do you do any traveling?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to travel for work just infrequently, and
we
traveled together plenty.
Well, if you travel for work infrequently, it may be kind of fun just because you're out of the office. If you travel for work constantly, it is not fun at all. And even traveling for fun is usually not fun anymore. It's just, you know, the flights are delayed, they're overbooked, they don't give you peanuts because God forbid somebody should be allergic. You know, it's expensive. It's just, it's not fun.
Right.
It's necessary sometimes because you get to go to someplace fun, but it's not fun. So I think if you think of that differently, and let him, and my guess is he will be so grateful because you're not giving him the stink eye, that he'll, you know, he'll be fantastic, which is the whole point about this, right?
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't want to have an argument.
Well, not only not an argument, but you look like Saint Samantha the Divine. I mean, you're sort of, you're getting it, and I mean, you know, the guys feel like we don't understand them at all. We also feel that they don't understand us, and they both may be more or less true. But by doing this, you're getting him, and my guess is he'll be enormously grateful. And if he's not, then there's some other issues going on. But by you not giving him a hard time, by not sort of making a fuss about it, saying, "Gee, I thought you'd want to spend time with me. I want to spend time with you." Just remember my thing about the $40 lunch, and I'm brown bagging it. I was wrong. He was right.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That really helps.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99 Dr. Joy. If you've got something on your mind that you don't know to go left or to right, should I stay or should I go? Give me a holler, 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, let's go back because hopefully this story will at some point go away.
Yeah.
About the NFL.
It just seems like the NFL's issues will never go away. You know what I mean? It's just like
it's
a weekly thing.
It's only going to be a matter of time till something else happens.
It's
because they're not taking any steps to offset it. If nothing changes, nothing changes, and nothing is changing. And
right.
I think that's the real issue with Roger Goodell, is nothing's changing. That he clearly doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at some point, some sort of action needs to be taken, and it should come from him. So if it doesn't, I'd say they need to make a move, you know?
Yep. All right, let's see what else people have to say about the NFL.
Let's see here. What do we got? I was trying to figure out where we left off yesterday. It looks like, Frankie here says that's why these kids pull out shotguns and kill their parents. There's a difference between violence and respect. He may have went
too far. I'm not sure I would go quite that far.
Right, yeah.
That seems a little hyperbole.
I agree. You know, that's maybe taking it a little to the extreme, but I get what he's trying to get across.
Well, I get the idea that football is an incredibly violent game.
Right, right.
And it's part of our national character. I mean, everybody says baseball is a national sport. It's not. It's football.
And no, it absolutely is football, yes. Yep. Let's see, Debbie says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him. They're privately worried. Oh, no, we read that one yesterday. Yeah, that's the one that that makes the correlation between Bill Clinton and that situation, which
to me is significantly different.
Yeah, completely different thing.
Yeah.
But Loretta says, just like celebrities, if you choose a career to be paid obscene amounts of money and be followed by paparazzi and live in the eye of the public, and become role models, then you should be held responsible for your actions, both public and private. Child abuse as well as domestic abuse is a very serious crime. Everyone should be held accountable. Fame and fortune should never be excused from the laws that are made for everyone, which, I mean, we've heard it a million times from a bunch of different people, I guess.
If it was anybody else, he'd be in jail.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yep. Well, that was the most impressive thing for me about talking with a young man who was part of the NFL and said he should be in jail.
Well, and Chris Carter, you know, I mean,
Chris Carter, really need to applaud him for that. I thought that was great.
And, you know, I mean, Chris Carter, you know, is a guy that had some pretty serious issues early on in his career and was able to overcome those things. So, you know, maybe there's hope, you know, especially for a guy like Peterson, maybe there's hope that he can really learn from his mistakes and be a better person.
Well, but he has to be willing to.
That's right.
And that's the issue, it seems to me. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Join us in the discussion either on Facebook, drjoy.com, or just give me a call, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303, 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3759. We're continuing to talk about the NFL story. You know, let me tell you, I saw the new Liam Neeson movie, which I would ordinarily not review until the end of the week, right, till Thursday. And I'm not really going to review it now because, you know, I think I can remember reviewing Liam Neeson when he was still a stage actor and mm-hmm. in his early movies and saying he was the thinking woman's sex symbol.
Ah.
And I've run into him a couple times. And, I mean, I think there's something very reassuring about him. And, I mean, part of it is that stoicism and part of it is just his size. And this one, supposedly, he's promoting this is going to be the new franchise. And I got to tell you, I thought it was despicable. Not him.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
Because it's the whole, first of all, it's almost impossible to follow. It is incredibly gut-turningly violent, and it is sadistic and misogynistic. At one point, they say to one of the women that they've kidnapped, "All right, which breast do you want to keep? And I'll take the other one."
Oh man,
that's disgusting.
Yeah,
and for this to be a mainline big deal movie, and I sort of felt like saying, Liam, you know, how could you let this happen?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do we really need? Isn't there better ways through film and that sort of thing to convey kind of, you know, the edginess that you want without going there?
And it's graphic. I mean,
yeah,
and it's, I mean, it's, first of all, as I said, it's confusing and too long. And I mean, Liam Neeson is a presence on film, certainly. I mean, there, you know, one of the things about seeing as many films as I do is you really understand why you want pretty people on mm-hmm. you know, on the screen.
Yeah.
Because watching somebody who has been hit upside the head with an ugly stick, you know, it just doesn't, you know, no. You know, I mean, it's just in sort of, you know, playing the sidekick part is one thing, but watching the protagonist who's just not particularly attractive, and I know that's kind of a chauvinistic thing to say, and I don't think they all need to look like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ugly stick doesn't work very well, especially for, you know, a couple of hours. And Liam Neeson certainly is an attractive man. But I just thought, I thought, you've got daughters. How can you be part of this kind of thing? It is so misogynistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and unrelentingly violent and sadistic and sort of trying to be cutesy about it. And it's supposed to be entertainment. So, I mean, I probably would not have mentioned it till, I mean, I did use the word despicable when I was talking
about it. That's disappointing. I was looking forward to that one, too.
Well, and my concern is that it's going to make enough money that they will probably, apparently, according to Liam, this is what he wants to do. This is his next big sort of franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you'd think, I mean, and presumably he has clout. And say, look, this is not the kind of movie we should, and I mean, he's shooting people, and we've gotten so inured to that. It's not even my complaint. It's the graphic violence toward women that happens over and over and over again in the movie. I mean, that a woman is bound and says, you know, just, you know, she's already bound and gagged and said, which breast do you want? Just tap the one that you want to keep.
Oh,
and
man,
if you don't tell me which one, I'll take them both. You get one, I get one. I mean,
that's
disgusting.
It is, yeah.
And needless.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, I mean, even if you're, you know, trying to show how bad these guys are or something, I mean, there just should sort of be a line that's drawn that we all don't cross, you know?
And we don't, and somehow that we become desensitized to this idea that somehow this is okay, and it's not okay. All right, tell me more about the NFL.
Let's see. We've got just a few more here. Sally says, yes, each player gets paid so much money that the NFL should be picky about character, too.
good luck.
Lori simply says, yes, with a bunch of exclamation points.
Yes, meaning yes, what?
Well, that the NFL should be definitely involved with, you know, the players
on
these issues.
Well, at least some recruitment. You know, that at least there hasn't been felonies, that you don't, you know, that, and maybe put everybody through anger management.
Right. Yeah. I have a question for you, Dr. Joy, and as everybody's heard on the air, I in no way condone what has happened here, like with the Adrian Peterson situation, obviously. But my question is, say I did this same thing. Do I stand the chance of losing my job over that? I mean, you know what I mean? Obviously, there would be legal action, but...
Well, you might go to prison for it.
Right, true. That's true.
If you go to prison, you may lose your job.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm just... Somebody had said to me, you know, put it in the context of an everyday person, and so I was kind of trying to do that and just trying to think about...
Well, I mean, you may or may not lose your job. I mean,
right.
It depends how much your job is behind the scenes or having to do with the public. And if your boss feels that because you're the public...
Yeah,
company,
yeah, right.
Then you could very likely lose your job.
Right.
that, but more likely, if you committed a criminal offense, you very likely you could either be put on suspension or you go to jail.
Yeah,
and if you go to jail, you lost
then,
your job.
Yeah, obviously you lost your job.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Let's see. Linda says players represent the NFL, which is what we're just talking about, I guess. I think that the NFL has a right to choose who represents their brand. She's obviously absolutely right.
But they do, but they don't bother with it. They just
right.
the biggest, strongest, meanest. I mean, remember Mean Joe Green?
Yeah.
And that Coke commercial.
That's why people love him, right? Because his name is Mean. Mean Joe. Yeah.
And you know, the refrigerator. I mean, these guys.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, at the game that I watched, they had the two honorary co-captains, both of which had been paralyzed with spinal injuries at a college football game.
Yeah.
And I mean, giving them an honorary champions or an honorary co-captainship for, you know, for a couple hours, I don't think compensates them.
Right. Yeah.
And we've had women call, women and grandmothers, and some men call saying, I don't want my kid to play football. It's too dangerous. I'm not willing to support something that could be so dangerous to him.
I have to admit, I played football as a young man, and even up through my first year of college, played a little football. I don't want my boys to play football.
Yeah.
I've told my wife that. I just don't. I mean, it's a dangerous sport, and I would rather not see them put in that position.
Yeah. Well, and I, as I said, I think that football as we know it will not be the same game. It will not be around in 15 years.
Right.
It's just too dangerous.
It's kind of, Wayne says here, they're far more transparent than the NFL of old, at least, he says. You know, and he says, of course, they have to be. There's cameras everywhere. But, you know, it kind of shows that it's already changing.
I'm not sure that you're transparent if you say you didn't see the film and you did.
Well, very true. Very true.
I mean, I think transparency is a voluntary act.
Right.
If you're saying that they're exposed because people have cameras. I don't know that that's transparency.
That's very true. And
I think we're more aware, but that's not because they're being transparent. It's because people have cell phones.
Right.
And video cameras.
There you go.
I think you're giving them, with all due respect, a bit more credit than is really deserved here. I don't think they're being transparent at all. Alrighty, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99. I thought we'd kind of merge into disciplining your kid and ways of doing it that aren't stomach churning. 855. I'm in favor of disciplining kids. Don't misunderstand me. 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at...
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.